Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. It was nearly sundown when Frank Mathers left his neighbor's house to walk the half-mile home in the early 1850s, just east of Phoenix, Oregon. He assured the neighbor he did not need a gun, as mountain lions only came out at night. Frank's son Marion tells the story as follows. Frank had not gone 100 feet into the woods before he heard a snap of a dry twig and a crying sound. Frank kept up a good pace and kept track of the location of the beast of prey. Once the panther was in full view, not 50 feet ahead, one of the tormenting tricks of cunning it showed. As Frank neared the edge of the timber, the panther gave a loud cry which made a cold sweat come over him. Now he was in the open field with about 300 yards yet to go. Frank ran. The panther made a dash and nearly caught him. But Frank's brother-in-law had heard the panther's cry and with one rifle shot brought it down, the largest they had ever seen, 9 feet from nose to tail. Today's episode of As It was written by Alice Mullally, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.